אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Thank you very much. My name is Craig Levy. I'm an Australian, Sydney, born and bred boy. I grew up in Bondi and went to Moriah College for my entire schooling career, and then just after that went to Yeshiva in Israel for a year and came back and did my university degree and worked here. And then at the age of 25, I made Aliyah and went and lived in Israel. Started working with IBM to head up their customer relationship management and strategy team. And I was there for 8 years and then opened up my own 2 businesses there. I met my wife and had kids there. And then probably about 5 years ago, came back to Australia, unfortunately, because my mother wasn't well. And then I find myself back here heading up Deloitte Digital and delivering digital solutions to some of the businesses here in Australia.
Well, this is a very colorful, interesting career. Being a partner at Deloitte, I think it's a big deal as well. And your area is a growing area. When you're talking about digital business, every business today has to be digital, otherwise they don't exist, really. Now, when you're talking about digital business, can you be more specific about it?
Excellent. It's a very good question. A lot of purchasing used to be around loyalty, getting the exact product or item that they wanted when they were buying or interacting with somebody. That's changed recently, and what you'll see is it's become one of convenience. You look at the things like Deliveroo and Menulog and the like, it's all about how quickly that food can get to you, or how quickly that item can get to you. One of the most growing businesses we see in Australia is a company called Iconic. Iconic allows you to pick the clothes that you want. They pretty much promise you, except for selected items, that they will deliver all those clothes to you the next day. You can then try them on, and then you can send back what you don't want. That business, there's obviously a lot more to that business model, but really it's just showing convenience. It's no different from a Grace Brothers or a Davy Jones that we're used to, but just the convenience of sitting wherever you are, really ordering it to your change room, which is your house, and then sending it back. So really what it's showing is that as consumers of gas, water, banking services, clothes, food, we've got used to the ability to be able to access anything we want through our iPad, our laptop, or our phone. Therefore, we expect that all the services now act the same way. You're expecting the same way you interact with your bank is the same way you'll do to ordering a pizza or a drink or clothing. And now it becomes pretty hard to even think about an institution or something that you interact with that you don't do digitally anymore.
So what you're saying is consumer goods as well as services are through digital means.
Yeah, and what's interesting, I think, that the final hurdle was when you spoke to the government or superannuation, they would say that they didn't want to become digital because they were scared that the older generations of Australia wouldn't be able to use the technology or the digital, that sometimes the elderly would be a bit more resistant to using it. But this coronavirus situation has proved exactly the opposite. At the moment, those people who are over 70 who are sitting at home are interacting with everything digital. They're speaking to their family, they're speaking to their doctors, they're ordering food, everything's happening over digital. And that really proved to all those naysayers, no, the older generations now can, will, and are actually in fact enjoying interacting through a digital mechanism. So I think you're going to see a lot more people joining into that sort of medium, which they weren't doing before.
This is very interesting. So actually the coronavirus crisis highlighted the digital market even for older people that never ever used it. I think a few
Correct.
Months ago nobody heard of Zoom. And now they all know how to use Zoom. And also, I know that Medicare allows you to consult your doctors online by phone and other digital means, which you couldn't do before. So what happened now during the coronavirus crisis pushed a lot of people that never used digital means to try it and to start enjoying it.
Yeah, and I think it really, first of all, allows us to fit a lot more in our day, because instead of waiting in queues and trying to get car park and the like for Centrelink or for the government or for the doctor, as you said, we have other opportunities. The other flip side will be interesting to see what happens with those shopping centers that we're used to walking through, and you know, what's used to those businesses that had lots of area for their shop or for their retail outlet or for their doctor's surgery. I think people will probably welcome not having to do as much physically or in person.
That's correct. Although I've got doubts, because I know that women always like to go around the shops as a pastime and try everything and touch everything.
Yeah.
People that hate shopping would love it.
Totally. But don't forget, that's also changing, right? The point of being able to touch and feel, that's for certain objects. So you can imagine not being able to having a shop that has size 10 in every different color, every different size. Rather, you have a generic one in that size, so you can feel it, you can see if it fits you, but then you go back to the internet or your mobile, pick which color. And that means that store doesn't have to hold all that inventory inside the shop.
I think the flip side also is that people will go and try the shoes and the clothes they like, and then they will shop around to see if they can get it cheaper through digital means. They will have
100%.
The size. Yes, yes. Yeah. So the shops will miss out. Now, another problem is security. If we do everything through our computer, how do we secure our information?
It's an interesting point. I mean, the first thing I'd say to your listeners, never give out pieces of information. Ever, right? If someone calls you and says, I'm from such an organization, doesn't make a difference what great idea or story they come up with, you say, I will call you back and I will find out what's going on. What people normally do is, if they want to try and get access to your information, they take little bits each time. One time they're looking for a phone number, the next time they're looking for a PIN number here or a code there, and they slowly put everything together. But I think really what's happening is that the security technology is keeping up with that. And we're getting to quite tight security, whether it become by your face through the Apple phone or by voice identification. The only thing is that the hackers are becoming just as quick. So the technology keeps on having to come up to date. But one of the pieces of technology which has been stuck a tiny bit that you're talking about, Nita, is the idea of voice. So voice technology, imagine being able to wake up through your Google or whichever voice device you have in your house and say, can you please transfer $10,000 from this account to that account? Most of the banks are actually ready with that technology. They can do that. The thing that's stopping them from rolling out is that whole idea of security. On the whole, information that's being kept about you is quite secure, because those businesses need to keep up that security, making sure that, you know, you log out of systems once you've finished using them, you log out of your computer, you keep your passwords, you don't put passwords anywhere near your computer, and obviously not using very easy passwords like your name and a birth date or your grandkids' name and their birthday. They're just too simple. So they've got to be quite complex passwords and change quite often.
We're talking to Craig Levy. Craig is a partner at Deloitte, specializing in digital business. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Craig, what did you want to say about personal security?
A lot of the applications and technology that we're using today, we expect the information that they have about us to help us shop. So not only are we at a point where we thought we were worried to give that information, I think that's come and gone, and now we're more of, we want them to use it to our benefit. So for instance, if I go into an insurance company and I'm looking for insurance for travel, when I come back the next time to that same website, I don't want it to take me to insurance about a car. I want it to take me straight to the insurance about traveling. And all the information that's there starts to get tailored around what I'm looking for. As consumers, we're becoming used to sharing quite a lot of information, as long as it benefits us at the end of the day.
Craig Levy, senior partner at Deloitte, specializing in digital business. Thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.